Too
good. I don't know why that's such a surprise. But yeah, it's been great.
Okay. When I was talking to Laquan during minicamp, he said that out of all the receivers, that you were one that he really locked on to. He said that you really had things down to a T. Have you two been able to work together? And you know, what have you kind of been able to teach him as a veteran player?
Yeah, I'm teaching him things, like just trying to correct him when I see things. I'm trying to tell him what I know, and I mean, yeah, he's learning from all of us. We're all out there trying to support one another, and it's been great so far.
What kind of coaches Coach Stu, and what things does he really teach you guys as a group?
Well, he's a good coach. We all love Coach Stu. Real down to earth. He's going to keep it real with you, and that's why we appreciate him, because we like people that keep it real. We don't want people to just try to, you know, throw us under the bus or not treat us the way we should be treated. So he's just going to keep it real. That's why we love him. He's going to love us at the end, but when we do something wrong, he's going to let us know.
What's it like lining up across from Xavier in practice? And then as a defensive back, are you guys able to kind of teach each other things or pick up on things that you might see from each other?
Yeah, me and Zay, we're real tight. We're always battling together, and we're always telling one another what we see, what we're thinking. We converse a lot. So, I mean, outside of football, him, and same with Terrence Newman. Terrence Newman been around the game for so long. I always go to him. If he breaks on a route quicker than I thought, I go to him, hey, what did you see? Why'd you break on it so fast? I like to know those things because he's been around so long. So, and Terrence is teaching those things to Xavier, which is developing his game. So it's been good to go against both those guys.
Is there anything very specific that you're focusing on this camp, or just kind of getting back into the groove with everything?
I'm just happy I'm healthy. I'm happy to be out here, and I'm just out here just setting a standard. And I know what I can do when I'm healthy, so there's no surprise to me.
How was day one, the first full day yesterday? How'd that go for you?
It was good. It's good to be back out here, be back in Mankato, get support from the fans. It's always good, man, to come out here and just be with the brothers competing and go out there and get the job done.
Are you looking maybe to be the leader of the wide receiver group?
Oh, yeah, I'm a leader, man. I consider myself a leader. I'm not going to say too much. I lead by example. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to give everything I got every play. And that's why guys respect me. And, I mean, I'm just going to go out there and do what I do.
You like all the competition?
I'm not competing with anybody. I set my own standard. I'm competing only with my standard. I'm not here to compete with anybody. I'm competing with my standard.
What have you seen out of Mo?
Mo, man, we all love Mo. He ain't gonna say too much. He just gonna smile and nod his head a lot. But he's a hard worker. You can see that he wants to be better. He wants to play in this league, and he's working hard as ever to get to where he needs to be. He says it himself. He's behind because his language barrier, and he hasn't played football for so long, so he's behind. But you can see that he puts in that work to get to where he needs to be.
Is it nice having everybody healthy?
Oh, yeah, it is nice, man. You don't never want nobody injured. You always want people to be out here, be healthy, be out here and be able to contribute to our team. And the more we got, the better we are.
You pretty pleased with the way things started out for you yesterday? It looked like you had a pretty good day out there snagging balls.
That's what I do. I catch footballs. It's no surprise to me. It shouldn't be a surprise to others. If it's a surprise to you, that's fine.